Here with Family First Partnership. It is Delicia Matta and Carolyn Sabin. How are you guys doing?
Oh, just great. How are you, Jack?
Fantastic, fantastic. And I know you guys have a disability conference coming up, correct?
Right. This weekend, actually starting Friday. Friday and Saturday, there's the Regional Disabilities Conference at North Platte Bethel Church. And we're pretty excited about this first attempt at doing a conference. We've got 34 people registered for between the 2 days. And so that's more than we ever expected. But so we're really pleased that we can offer this. And it's just generated a lot of interest, especially in other areas who'd like to have a disabilities conference that really gets information out there to parents and caregivers and also professional staff who work with those with disabilities. So it's 4 hours of different sort of workshop and information sessions, and then each afternoon there'll be PTI staff members and members with Hands of Heartland who will sit down with parents and actually go through paperwork to make sure that they're child is registered or enrolled in all the programs that they're eligible for. So we're pretty excited about how it's all rolled out, and really thank those people who have helped along the way. We've had some great donations. Hands of Heartland, of course, doing some of the support there, especially as far as, you know, the parent appointments. But then also Coca-Cola has donated water. Gary Superfoods has donated so that we can provide the meal. Thrivent has also donated, and Raising Cane's. So, and a big hand to North Platte Bethel Church because they're offering the space, and so it's just a really great outreach for the community.
Fantastic. And you guys have some people that are coming in from out of town for this, correct?
Correct. Yes, it has gotten a lot of interest from the entire region, but PTI is really going to be the presenting group, and that group is really an advocate group for parents who have children with disabilities. So PTI stands for Parenting Training and Information. And they're based out of, I believe, Omaha. Okay. So anyway, I think that they're pretty knowledgeable, and they're parents who have children with disabilities. So they've lived it. You know, they know what it's like.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a blessing for you guys to be able. They're really relatable, it sounds like. And kudos to them for making the trip out here to attend that conference. So you mentioned earlier that you guys have had people donate. Are you guys still taking donations?
Oh, all the time. Yes. You know, we're a nonprofit, so we never turn down funding. And one area that we've really been trying to make some support in is our support to inmates. And so Delicia has been really kind of a connector for that program. If you want to give some information on how we've been trying to reach out to support inmates.
Sure. So prior to being with Families First Partnership, I was at the Lincoln County Sheriff's Office as a clerk, and so I would see oftentimes inmates that would be released, and I really did wonder what their plan was and how they would transition from being incarcerated to stepping out to being a possible citizen. So then just getting some individuals to the table here, really providing their heart and their guidance to these inmates, and we've come together once a month, and we're working on a game plan to help provide services for these inmates so there's possibility of employment or clothing if needed or finding proper shelter. So it's been really nice to work with all these big game changer actually for the community.
Right. Well, and it's an area where we don't get regular funding for that population. Mm-hmm. So we are trying to get donations so that we can provide purchasing a, or, you know, paying for a birth certificate or getting them a starter phone.
And, an ID.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So some of those basics that you just have to have to get an apartment, to get a job, to just get started, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So the other thing we're really working on is Pony Express Ride Across Nebraska. This is an annual event, and the Patriot Pony Express Riders, which is a group of motorcycle riders, they make a trek starting from the western end of the state, and they stop in every community along the way. And it is to get more awareness for child abuse, or not, excuse me, child mental health programs for children. And so each stop along the way, they pick up letters that have come from the community. And so we'll be working over the next couple weeks to get letters of support for programs that are supporting children's mental health. And so what happens is the Patriot Riders will, when they stop here in North Platte on May 16th, they'll be here for a lunch, but they'll also pick up those letters. And and so, you know, we will, if anyone wants one of those letters, we'll get it sent to you, and or you can stop by. We can have it in different locations. But it's really a letter to Governor Pillen to say, please, please continue to support legislation that is going to provide programs for children's mental health. And I think if you look out through the community and some of the workers we have, say, wow, you know, the pandemic was really hard on families and the isolation that children had. So anyway, that I think we're seeing the aftermath of a lot of that.
Yeah, I agree completely. And so they're coming through May 16th, you said?
Right, May 16th, right. Cody Park. And they usually get here around 1:30. But we'll keep the community posted because it depends on how their route kind of changes up along the way.
So talking here with Family First Partnership, really anything else that you guys have to mention with what's on your guys' plate lately?
Child Abuse Prevention Month of April.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. All right. Child Abuse Prevention Month of April. Are you guys recognizing that in some way or fashion?
Well, there's been a variety of agencies who are constantly putting information out. And I believe the Bridge of Hope Child Advocacy Center is also sponsoring a training that is like child abuse awareness. It's called Child Abuse and Neglect 101. And so that is a training that's coming up. But that would be one event that I know is still going on. And but if you see those blue pinwheels, that's that child abuse prevention reminder. And in Nebraska, everyone's a mandatory reporter. So if you see something, say something. And there is a hotline that you can call in anonymously if you suspect child abuse.
All right. And if people have questions about your organization or any of the upcoming events that you guys are putting time into, how can they get those questions answered and contact you?
Well, they can go to our website. It's familiesfirstpartnership.org. And first is not spelled out. It's the numeral 1ST. And from there, you can kind of search out and see the information about different programs. But there's also a request for information there. Or you can give Delicia a call, and her number is 308-520-3743.
And do you guys post updates on Facebook or anything like that?
You know, on our Facebook, we really try to share information about our partners.
Okay.
Because that's the other part of Families First Partnership. Yep. We really collaborate, and we really try to promote what all our partners are doing. And so we don't do so much on Facebook. Our website is probably the better go-to mm-hmm. for information.
Okay. Well, fantastic. Again, is there anything else that you guys would like to touch on?
Well, one last thing. We have a group called Straight Up Advocates, and those are parents who have had system experience, and also they're in in recovery, you know. So it's really a support group so that they can work with each other and help each other, not only on the parenting side and supporting there, but also on the sobriety side and helping each other stay strong and stay clean. And they've started having a lot more kind of just fun and relaxing activities. So next Monday, the 22nd, they are going to be at the Prairie Arts Center learning to throw the clay on the wheel.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, so that'll be a fun event for them. And then every other event, every other week when they meet, then they have an educational event. So they've started learning about credit score and, you know, saving plan and that kind of thing, and through Hughes Financial.
Hughes Family Financial.
Right. And so anyway, if someone is interested in participating in those activities, they could also call Delicia to get more information.
Absolutely.
All right, fantastic. Well, we appreciate you guys coming on the airwaves this morning, and I hope you guys have informational, educational, and successful conference this weekend.
All right, super. Thank you so much, Jack.
Thank you, Jack.